You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Imagine being a creative writing student and getting the chance to have the likes of Stephen King, Scott Turow, and Dave Barry speak with you and your classmates. That is exactly what's happening in one undergraduate creative writing class at Boise State University. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are Professor Ridley Pearson and two of his students enrolled in the Writing Life class, Risa Collins and Darby McBride. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Here.
All right, so Ridley, we should note that you are a New York Times bestselling author. In fact, the author of Peter and the Starcatchers. This was adapted for Broadway, won 5 Tony Awards. I mean, so not too shabby. You're doing okay for yourself.
Doing all right.
Yeah, you're doing all right. So how in the world did you come up with this idea of bringing these writers into your classroom? I mean, via Skype, but still, it is this one-on-one interaction.
Well, yeah, it's really the creative writing department had asked me. This is a new course. It was taught in the fall and then now in the spring. And it's named The Writer's Life. And because I've been published now for 34 years, they asked me if I would take
it. You might know a thing or two about it.
Well, I probably don't, honestly. I mean, but it's, you know, they thought at least I have some experience. And then as I went to write up the course, I thought, you know, wait, one thing I could do here is actually bring in writers' lives by just calling my friends and asking them if they would call in.
And when you did that?
They were so great. I mean, even Stephen King said, sure, man, I'll do it. And basically, I asked everybody for 15 minutes. Stephen gave us 45.
Really?
Yeah. And Dave Barry yesterday gave us almost a half hour. So, you know, it's really informal and it's so fun because they all have different processes that they do.
So I want to talk to you, Risa and Darby. As students, what is that like? I mean, it's one thing to, you know, sit at a conference, right? And there's a writer and they're speaking or even reading their works. But to have them literally in front of you interacting with you, what's that experience been like?
You want to start, Darby?
Yeah, sure. So being a creative writing major is kind of a scary proposition a little bit. But, I mean, just being able to take a class with someone who's been published is pretty incredible. But the fact that we've had writers of all different types of writing call in and talk to us about how they became writers and how they are writers now, it's just been really incredible.
And what about you, Risa?
So in addition to Stephen King, there was also Billy Collins, who really made an impression on me, and Michael Lewis. So one of the things that Stephen King said, and Ridley also had us read his book this semester, about his memoir
on writing.
Oh, okay. His memoir, and it's a writing manual. One of the things he said was that he writes suspense by nature. And to write what is natural to you, what is true to you. Don't try to change yourself into a fiction writer if you're a poet, but what comes naturally. And he also writes using, what was that word he said?
Situations?
No, not situations. the mental thing that he mentioned.
Telekinesis.
Yeah,
telepathy.
Telepathy, yeah. Right. So he talked about that and how he uses telepathy to get his thoughts through language into his audiences. And then we had Billy Collins, who was... He's a brilliant poet.
Right.
I just bought his book, The Rain in Portugal. And one of the things that he said was, when you write a poem, let it be a poem that only you could have written, in essence, injected with your DNA. Mm-hmm. You know, your authorship is unmistakable.
And really, Rick Ellis, who's the great playwright, who's written Jersey Boys and Peter and the Starcatchers.
Right.
He said the same thing. He said, you know, you want to finish something and look at it and think, only I could have written that. Not in an egotistical way, but in my experience and my language. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
You.
And then the other one that really struck me was Michael Lewis, who wrote The Blind Side. He was amazing. And he talked about really mining his life and writing from your true lived experience about things that move and touch and inspire you, because if it moves you, it will move the audience. Yeah, and so
really
that was
stuff.
Very valuable.
Well, so we tried to touch on poetry. We did graphic novels. Mm-hmm. We did screenplays with also playwriting in there. Then we did fiction. And finally, we did narrative nonfiction. So each of these authors in some way touches one of those categories.
Well, and I would think, too, that you're talking to a writer who, I mean, this is their profession.
Right.
A lot of people claim to be authors. God bless you. But these are truly people that have been published and that are successful. And is there something about being able to talk to people who have made a career out of this?
It's hopeful, I think.
I think that when you hear their backstories, you know, they'll say, mm-hmm. I was a lawyer for, 15 years and then started writing on a train. Or in Stephen's mm-hmm. case, he was teaching English and he thought, I'll write some short stories. And his mother and his wife said, no, you will write longer short stories. And he said, okay, I'll write longer short stories. And then one sold.
Right. Now look.
Yeah,
now,
exactly. And now look.
But
it is hopeful.
To what you said, we are being taught not only in this class, but in mostly all of our classes by published authors.
Yes.
So we're part of the new Bachelor of Fine Arts program at Boise State University. And there are only close to 30 of those programs in the United States. And you can take a track in poetry, fiction, nonfiction.
Yeah, they've just added six new
classes. Yeah. But poetry, fiction, creative nonfiction, or the narrative arts. And it's the only program in the country that has a narrative arts focus. So all of our professors are brilliant and talented mm-hmm. and published authors.
And intimidating, if I may say.
Absolutely. And that's when you walked in. I mean, I had to take a step back.
They're the ones who are intimidating.
Right. But what a fascinating way to learn. I mean, I go back to my college experience and you take these writing classes and
you sleep in the back row.
I wasn't going to say that exactly. You try to learn something from it, but it is that real life hands-on experience. I mean, it's similar to what we talked about in our first segment today, right? Even with STEM issues, when you are able to be hands-on in the real world, it makes a difference than just that traditional way that we used to all learn.
Exactly. Yeah. And like we're being taught the writing life by Ridley. And then we have The Art of the Sentence, which is a new class by Emily Rutskovich. And she just did the book Idaho.
We're being
taught Fundamentals of Narrative by Brady Uhall, and his last book was The Lonely Polygamist.
Y'all make me want to go back to school, man.
Darby and I are in a class. Tell her about our class that we take, Darby.
Literary Editing and Publishing by Mitch Wieland. He wrote God's Dogs.
Yeah, I just read that.
Yeah, and that's a pretty incredible book. But we're working as kind of editors, student editors for the Idaho Review, which
the literary is so magazine.
Cool. Yeah,
really?
Which is Boise
State. It's amazing.
Experience.
Mitch is amazing. Yeah. And then we've got these wonderful poets there. Like, honestly, I just slept in the bed for a week with Trailhead, which is the new poetry book by Carrie Webster. I slept with it in my bed for seven nights. And then Martin Corliss Smith, you were there.
Oh, my gosh.
We went to his launching of his new book, What is the Fool and the Bee?
You know what I love?
It was fabulous.
You are also excited.
We are. We're pretty amped up.
No, you are. Yeah. And I think that just says something about what you're doing and what you're learning. So tomorrow's class, Scott Turow.
Now, people
don't know Scott Turow. He was a lawyer, and he is now a writer. The reason why I know this is that my husband wanted to meet him one time and went to his offices in Chicago, and they wouldn't let him in.
He's kind of a big deal. Scott would have been the first one out that door to say hi.
Yeah,
Scott is the nicest guy on earth.
Yeah, so he went up there and security came up. But he is talking tomorrow, and this is also that suspense kind of writing.
Yeah, and a whole bunch of us met in a bunch of the authors that are in this group met because we're in a band called the Rock Bottom Remainders. We're in the worst rock and roll band in history, which is Stephen, Dave Barry, Scott Turow,
most of us in a band.
Billy Collins has sung with us.
What's
and
the
we're
woman
playing
who's in that
in
band?
May. Amy
I was
going to
say, when are you playing?
Yeah. We're playing in May. We've raised about $3.5 million for nonprofit, and we're the worst rock band you've ever heard.
Where are you playing in May?
We're playing in Minnesota.
Can you bring them to Boise sometime?
Yeah, we're going to bring them to Boise.
And then will you come here?
Sure.
Okay, great. That would be lovely.
We heard him say it.
Gemma, you're great.
Will you keep teaching this class? I mean, the excitement, in your souls, it is so great to see because sometimes education is tough.
Right.
And this is really great to see this. So is this something you want to continue?
Oh, I'd love to. It's really exciting. The creative writing department has been moved within the theater department at BSU. BSU just rocks. I mean, it's really amazing. Yeah, I've, of course, been all over the world. And Boise State's department that they've got going just rivals them all. It's really terrific.
And you have an MFA program. I mean, it goes on and on.
They have an MFA program in poetry
with amazing
and fiction. Yeah. And we're hoping that they will get one in creative nonfiction as well, because there's an undergraduate track in creative nonfiction. But there's all these great new classes like Ridley's teaching The Writer's Life. Brady Udall is teaching Fundamentals of Narrative. Okay. Emily's going to be teaching The Art of the Sentence.
I love it. The Art of the Sentence.
Sounds like Zorro.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I might need some help in that
Reading
one.
As a writer, that's, that's coming up too.
I want to thank you guys for coming in today. This has been so fun talking with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Gemma. Thank you, Gemma.
My guest today, Professor Ridley Pearson, two of his students enrolled in the Writing for Life class, Risa Collins and Darby McBride. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.